1725, Louis XV had visitors. Chief Chicago, the Native American leader of the Michigamea, and five other chiefs. They had been bought over by the Company of the Indies, a corporation which held a business monopoly in the French colonies of North America. Chicago was formally introduced to the young Louis and made a speech pledging allegiance to the crown. The next day, the king took him and the other chiefs on a rabbit hunt. While the chiefs were in Paris, they performed at the Théâtre Italien. They danced three different types of dances: the peace, war, and victory dance. The composer Rameau was there at the performance and was inspired to write a piece for the harpsichord called Les Sauvages. He was to use this piece again 10 years later at the end of his opera ballet Les Andes Galantes. This work is a good example of the fashion for Orientalism and the fascination for cultures outside of France. It deals with Turks, Persians, and in the fourth and last part, Native Americans. There is an amorous story which ends with the chief's daughter rejecting the advances of both a Frenchman and a Spaniard and choosing instead one of her own tribe. The Europeans join in a ceremony of peace and a joyous dance follows, none other than the arrangement of Rameau's earlier harpsichord piece. The version which I'm going to play for you by Michel Corrette is from his 25th Concerto Comique, published in 1773. In this, he varies the Air de Sauvage in a jaunty instrumental version. It's played here by L'Esprit Animaux. That was the Concerto Comique No. 25, Les Sauvages, by Michel Corrette, played by L'Esprit Animaux. To listen to this again, go to the FMR website and click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.